nuit. You are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on Monday morning with Marijke Vernooy. I'm here with Dawson Forsey. Dawson, can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yes, I can. Hello. My name is Dawson Forsey. I am a alt country artist, currently based in Vancouver, BC. I'm originally from Newfoundland, and I'm very happy to be here. Thanks so much for having me on Indie Wake Up Call.
Yeah, so what is your background with music and what inspired you to pursue music?
I guess growing up in Newfoundland, I had a big influence from just my surroundings. Newfoundland is one of the oldest settlements in Canada, so it has a really deep, rich history of storytelling, and along with that is a lot of musicians. I think per capita, we have about the most musicians per capita in Canada.
That's crazy.
Everybody I know, they play music. We have something traditionally called like a kitchen party out on the East Coast, and it's basically if you're at a party or something, everybody congregates to the kitchen and they bring whatever instrument they have and they start playing and singing along. There was definitely a lot of music in my life, and then just as a teenager, there was a lot of indie rock that was really popular at the time, but I started looking around to see other influences or other types of music, and I discovered country music, musicians like Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, things like that, and I realized that country music was kind of a bit more than blue jeans and pickup trucks, and there was a bit more of a a depth to the lyrics and the style. So I started getting into country music way back then, and it's kind of shaped my approach to songwriting, basically.
That's awesome. And were there any musicians in your family, or like, do you have any experiences like growing up around music like that, or just kind of like you said, the kitchen parties, like everyone was kind of involved?
Surprisingly, my family, they didn't really, none of them really played that much music. My brother plays guitar. My sister plays a little bit of piano, but it's nothing like, they weren't really heavily into playing in bands or that
Sure.
much. But it was basically in high school, somebody said, hey, play bass in our band. And then after that, I kind of got hooked.
Yeah, fair enough. I feel like bass is the gateway drug for a lot of like getting into music for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
That's awesome. Okay, so yeah, one of my questions is about your background from Newfoundland. Do you think that this affects what you would self-describe as your alt country style? Can you describe like your relationship with your roots to being from there, like in relation to getting into country, or was there any like connection there?
Yeah, I would say, as I was saying, there's a deep historical or a deep history of storytelling in Newfoundland, and there is a and I would say that something that I'm more drawn to are ghost stories or stories of past crimes or murders, things that are a bit on the darker side.
Sure.
And as I was getting into country, I was also heavily into bluegrass as well. And they have a long tradition of murder ballads and raising awareness around issues. And I just found that that means of telling a story through song, that I was personally drawn to. And as I was getting into country music, there was a lot of artists that were taking the country sound and kind of weaving it into what's known as alt country. And there was a lot of iterations over time. There's a lot of artists that they at the time they probably weren't called alt country. I don't know whether at the time Uncle Tupelo or Drivin' Truckers were called alt country, but they were definitely some iteration of country that different that didn't necessarily fit into the mold of what country was at the time. And country as a sound or a genre is always ever evolving. But then there's a sort of different vein that's going in a different direction that's seeking to blend sounds from other genres, like for instance, my music, where I blend it with kind of lo-fi dad rock. And the artists that I really like Kevin Morby or Mac DeMarco or artists like that. Through that, I'm able to make my own sound out of it. And one thing about alt country, just to define it as loosely as I can, and this is my own definition, and I feel like some people might say that's a completely wrong definition, but my take is it's any time where you take a song that's written in a certain genre, and then you're able to weave in elements of country music selectively and to make a new sort of defined version of that country genre. Or on the same flip side is if you're doing a writing a country song, and then you take elements of, say, that's not typically in that genre, and then you weave that into the country song. That to me is kind of what I try to attain when I'm writing my music.
Sure. So alt country is a term that you have coined for yourself, and then you can kind of apply it to other music, or is it something that you picked up elsewhere? Or
it's certainly something I picked up elsewhere. There's a whole alt country music movement, and a lot of people. A lot of the times, it's kind of like it's not necessarily even. It's that alternative to what country sounded like 30, 40 years ago, but the fact that it's being done today, is what makes it the context, is kind of what makes it, different. Some country artists are taking, Charlie Crockett, he sounds like a very traditional country artist, from way back. But you could say that he kind of fits into the Venn diagram of alt country and country.
I see. Okay. So you could apply this term. I mean, with the music that you like you could apply this historically to like people who have broken off like in the past and kind of, like you said, it integrated other genres of music into country, and then kind of like, alt country as it is now has like come from that, you would say?
Yeah, I think so. It's sort of any type of spin that has developed from the root of country.
That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned earlier that you like more kind of dark or spooky kind of elements, or like that kind of storytelling appeals to you. Your song Florida Man is, from what I understand, about Danny Roland, who's a Gainesville Ripper. Is that true? That's what I thought, but I was, okay, double checking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Is there any particular country or folk music mythos that you draw on for your music? I mean, I know this is a true story, but is there any kind of like, I don't know, is there any particular reason that you chose that story, or are there other ones that you would consider part of like the canon of your music?
Well, I'm always putting my ear to the ground and just trying to find a story that is provocative or, generates some sort of inspiration. So for that song in particular, on its face, it's just another song about a serial killer, but I was just reading a little bit up on this guy, and I found out that before he became killer, he was aspiring to be a country singer himself.
Really?
And he wrote a song called Midnight Rider, and you can actually find it on YouTube now. Somebody posted it, but it was used in his murder trial against him because of the content of the lyrics.
That's
and it's about somebody passing through town and murdering somebody. And so
on the nose with that one.
Yeah.
Biographical. That's tough.
So Hearing that, I could hear that sort of connection between, this terrible person and myself, just in that tiny grain of, he wanted to become a country singer. So I thought that was interesting, and I explored that more. And then just to kind of reflect on the Florida Man meme, as it were, because
Yeah, I was wondering if that was connected, like with the title of it, but
So he's from Florida, and this is actually the killer that was the inspiration for the Scream movies as well.
oh, really?
So he has many, there are many renditions of this figure in pop culture. But the way I wanted to spin it is, I kind of wanted to mock him a little bit, because this was a man who, from just his intentions with wanting to be a country star, or his heinous murders, he wanted to be known by a large audience. He wanted to be within the zeitgeist, and he achieved it through a terrible means. But like Florida Man, it's kind of like, if you the more shameful an act that you do, the more you will be publicized, and in turn, the more you'll be made fun of. And there's always a terrible story about a Florida man, and this was just kind of the pinnacle of the example of how terrible a Florida man could be.
Yeah, absolutely. And then approaching it with the same like sardonic take as the Florida Man kind of meme, like in that song, that makes sense that you would title it that for sure. Would you, is there any other like event or like historical figure like that you'd want to tackle in a song? And would you do it the same way with like that kind of like ironic tone, or do you think you would take it differently? Not ironic, but I don't, you know what I'm
No,
saying?
I know, and
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I guess it depends on if the story would come my way. I am playing with another song, but this is on the opposite end of the spectrum. It's kind of about the heroism of just an everyday person. Out in Saskatoon, Manitoba, Alberta, there's what's called the Starlight Tours, and it's where throughout the later half of the 1900s, up until today, it seems, the RCMP has been taking Indigenous people who they find drunk, coming out of bars or what have you, loading them up into their police cars and driving them far up north to the outside of town, and basically just leaving them there while the temperatures are well below freezing.
Oh my God.
And this was going on for many years, and there was a number of unexplained deaths because of it, and nobody was quite sure why. And there was a young man at the time, Darryl Knight. He was a Cree man, and luckily he survived being taken up by the RCMP, and he had managed to walk back and survive. And he had told the story, and then just very soon after, there were two young men who had passed away by the same means. And he was able to come forward and bring attention to this. And there was a whole investigation, and a lot of changes were made to the RCMP. But it certainly was something that was well known within the Cree community, but just had not been talked about. And I'm just playing with this idea, but it's kind of another way of telling stories about people that deserve to have their voices heard. So I'm still playing with it, but hopefully I can make something of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'd love to hear it when you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say, I guess, is the role, in your opinion, the role of folk and country music in like telling stories of, like you said, like everyday heroes like that? Do you think there's like a special connection to that kind of narrative or in your work?
There certainly is. One artist that I draw from a lot is stylistically is John Prine. He's one of those figures who was just masterful at telling stories by using just really simple language in his writing, just taking everyday instances and just kind of transforming them into just meaningful lyrics. I just love the way he would turn a phrase, like sweeter than saccharine at a drugstore sale. Like it's just it's very simple, but like it kind of it's really impactful.
It's a
Or the
vivid
wind was
picture.
yeah
Yeah.
or the wind was blowing, especially through her hair. Like I just thought that was kind of cute. But I think when you are able to transform the everyday and the mundane into something that is more meaningful, it's just more impactful on the audience, or at least it's more impactful to me anyway. And that's what I've been drawn to. Artists like Bruce Springsteen, as well. He's really good at doing that, just kind of talking about the just everyday working class malaise, just wanting to break out of your normal routine and searching for more meaning and things like that. That's what I'm drawn to.
Yeah, absolutely. And your Instagram bio describes you as Goth John Prine, which I absolutely love. Would you, I mean, I'm sure you would list him among your musical influences, and besides him and Bruce Springsteen and some other artists you have mentioned, are there any other artists that you would say are like, I don't know, like super influential in terms of your music or?
And I might have mentioned Mac DeMarco. I thought Rock and Roll High School, that first album he came out with, was really influential on my EP that I recorded. But other artists, a big influence would be Chris Isaak. Sometimes I do a cover of his, and Lee Hazelwood, I really like, and Sanford Clark is one of the artists that he recorded, and just he Sanford Clark would do kind of outlaw country, along with artists like Merle Haggard or Willie Nelson. So oh, and the Byrds, I really like the Byrds,
Oh,
but
yeah. Real.
And they had a big influence. Graham Parsons had a really big influence on Mick Jagger or the Rolling Stones. And they, I would say Rolling Stones, they kind of had a alt country streak in them, or I think it was named, because you have Honky Tonk Women or Torn and
Yeah.
Frayed, or they have a number of really good, I would argue, good country songs.
Yeah,
Is
definitely.
yeah.
Awesome. Well, currently you live in Vancouver. What is it like playing locally there? Are there any venues that are particular favorites of yours?
Right now I'm talking to you from my jam space. It's at Red Gate Art Society. Red Gate is a show venue, and they put off shows every weekend. They're really great. They have artists from all over, big and small. So I've played here a few times. They're really great. They're really fun shows. A lot of people come. And Green Auto is also another DIY venue where a lot of great indie artists play. Vancouver is just rich with venues and artists and, of all genres. But I find that here for the country style, there's a lot of burgeoning young country artists. And it's helped along by just sort of the friendships and support by the musicians here. There's a thing called the North Country Collective, and they support country artists, and it's a way of supporting country artists that are done by country artists themselves. It's all independently owned, and they have Bob Sumner, Elliot Seaway, Ben Arsenault, and they're all stellar country artists. They and they're all based in Vancouver, or parts of outside Vancouver, I think I'm just starting to ramble here now, but
no, it's okay. I think we have quite a few listeners. So a lot of our listeners are probably from Kingston or from like the local area, but I know we definitely have some tuning in from Vancouver and from BC. So even if the Kingston people might not know exactly what you're talking about, but I'm sure our out of province listeners appreciate it. And we're pretty we focus pretty heavily on Kingston artists on the show. So it's really nice to have someone from out of town to give us a little more perspective there. So that's awesome though.
Great.
Well, so what is the most exciting project that you're working on right now?
Well, I'm planning on starting recording a new album next year. So I've been working on a number of demos just to get prepared for that. Some of the songs I think are my best yet. So I'm excited to get those recorded and out and share it with all of you folks.
Awesome.
And over the summer I recorded a few live sessions of Killer in the House, Natural Disaster, and The Fool. If you go to my Instagram or my YouTube, you can see the live versions of Killer in the House and The Fool, and Natural Disaster will be released soon.
Awesome.
And I also, I'll be, just so you're aware, I'll be playing a show. If there's anybody in the Vancouver area.
Yeah, let the Vancouver listeners know.
I'll be playing a show November 2nd at the Heatley with the band Runner and Jess Waters.
Awesome. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, if anyone's tuning in from Vancouver, absolutely. And if you ever come through Kingston, you should check it. We have a few venues in town that are pretty popular too, but.
Oh yeah. Ontario has a lot of great country artists. My favorite from out there is Nicolette and the Nobodies.
Nicolette and the Nobodies. I think we've maybe, I don't know. I don't want to claim that we've hosted them before, but I know we've had a few country artists on Indie Wake Up Call in the past. Mm. Awesome. All right. Well, yeah, I guess the last question is, can you tell our listeners anything that we can expect to hear from you in the future, which I know is kind of a riff on the previous question, but I don't know, even if you're not working on it yet, are there any projects or ambitions you have that I'm absolutely going to complete this at some point? It can even be kind of like a pipe dream type, like, I don't know, album or EP or something like that. But
Well, I'm always open to doing collaborations. So if there are any artists out there that have similar interests to mine, please reach out. I would love to work on something with you. Currently, I'm working on a song with an artist. I'm not sure whether we'll release it or not, but if we do, you'll hear from us.
Absolutely.
Follow my Instagram for any news on any upcoming releases. It'd be really appreciated. Like I said, I'm hoping to release an album next year and just to play more shows and hopefully be able to travel at least outside of Vancouver and to, you know, neighboring towns. I'd like to play in Abbotsford or Sunshine Coast or wherever. So, or, you know, maybe have a, a trip abroad, you know, like in Ontario
Yeah.
or in Kingston. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Or I hope to go back home at least one day, just to play in Newfoundland. So,
Yeah, absolutely. And then if any artists did want to reach you, would your Instagram be the best way to do that, or?
yeah, just send me a DM.
All right.
I'd be happy to say hello.
Wonderful. So this has been an interview with Dawson Forsey. Thank you so much for listening to Indie Wake Up Call. Coming up next, we have a couple of songs by Dawson Forsey, including Partner Song and Natural Disaster. And then we'll be back with even more indie music and chit chat this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marijke Vernoy, and you are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
See it all through.
Hello, this is Dawson Forsey, and you're listening to 101.9 FM.
Give them all. You're wearing your Adidas and your smile is so priceless. I want to get to know you. Your beauty is my weakness. I want you in my cell phone. No games, just your own ringtone. You're sending a clear message. I let your eyes and hands roll. Soon. So I've been waiting at the airport, lost and found. Watching machines push suitcases round and round.